You see, what I'm saying when I say that thoughts are real forces, what I mean by this is that thoughts, these things that we're thinking every day, these are real forces. These are real forces. Yeah, no, I heard you the first time through. Yeah, thoughts are real forces. Come on, what else? Tell me something new. And you see, that's the problem. And I want you to guard against that, is that we take it intellectually. Oh, okay, thoughts are real forces. I get it. Yeah, right. It's not thoughts are real forces. That's not it. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that thoughts, these things that we think every day, these are real forces. These are real forces. They're not meaningless little nothings that we think. That every single thought that you think is a force, an energy, a substance, and is having an effect in your life. And that weak and scattered thoughts are weak and scattered real forces. Strong and concentrated thoughts are strong and concentrated real forces. That every one of our thoughts, every one of them, is a force and an energy and is having an effect in our life. Every single thought. The second law is that the mind is ascending and receiving station of thought. The mind is ascending and receiving station of thought. That we are forever affecting the outside environment with our thoughts, and the outside environment is forever affecting us by the thoughts of those around us. And that's why those of you that are living together, those of you that are married, that you are forever affecting your spouse by how you think, and your spouse is forever affecting you by how he or she thinks, because the mind is ascending and receiving station of thought. I see some couples going, "I told you so." And that's why it matters absolutely what groups you belong with, the social circle of your friends, what you read, what you watch on TV, because it's all energy. Everything in your life is vibrations of energy, and that the mind is ascending and receiving station of these thoughts. The third law is the law of attraction. And the law of attraction states that thoughts that are emotionalized become magnetized and attract similar and like thoughts. Now, any thought that is thought with emotion suddenly changes the dynamics of the thought. How does it change the dynamics of the thought? It emotionalizes it. It magnetizes it. And once it magnetizes it, it attracts similar and like thoughts. For example, let's say that you have this man and he's at work and his wife calls him up and asks him to pick up some groceries on his way home to work. And he's in the parking lot. And here's a great example of the inner and outer worlds. In the outer world, he's in the parking lot. But in the inner world, he's back at his office, thinking about how am I going to get funding for that new project, not thinking about where he's walking, and he trips and he spills the groceries. And now he gets really angry. And he picks up the groceries and he's the bag is ripped and he's juggling the groceries. And he just gets to the car and he notices the milk dripping all over his suit. And now he's really angry and throws the groceries in the back seat, and he's driving along and he's thinking to himself, I'm going to go home and I wouldn't be surprised if my wife and I have a big argument tonight. I don't even know what we're doing together. You know, it's a disaster, that thing. We should have never got married. And my boss, that guy, oh, he's such a jerk, you know. I should just hop and quit that job. I don't know what I'm doing there and as well. And my kids, I'm having so much problem with my teenage kids nowadays. Oh, my God, that rap music. If I hear any more of that rap music, I'm going to rap him. And, you know. And then suddenly everything that is wrong in the man's life comes up to his consciousness. Okay, why? Very simple. Thoughts that are emotionalized become magnetized and attract similar and like thoughts. So what happened, him getting angry and upset about dropping the groceries and then about the milk going all over his suit, that upsetting him, that upset, attracted to him all the other things that upset him. And it's the law of attraction. And that's why, if you've ever noticed, that when you're down, I mean you're down, you can be feeling great. You can be feeling on top of the world, and then it's just one little thing that triggers it, and it's, oh, woe is me. And everything that is wrong in your life, you heap upon yourself. So this is interesting to know, and you can watch it in effect in your life. You can watch what happens, that when thoughts are emotionalized, they become magnetized, and they attract similar and like thoughts. And that's why the old saying that nothing succeeds like success is so true, because what success is a vibration of energy. And you're going to watch the law of attraction in your life this week. Any thought that is thought with emotion, either a positive emotion or a negative emotion, changes the dynamics of the thought, how it magnetizes it and attracts similar and like thoughts. The fourth law is the law of control. And the law of control states that we are forever experiencing thoughts, but we have the power and the ability to either entertain them or dismiss them. And what that means is that any negative thought that is persisting in our mind is there because we are allowing it to be there. We are allowing it to be there because we have the power and ability to either entertain thoughts or dismiss them. It's a lot like the old parable of the two monks that were on a journey. And they come to this river. And by this river is a very beautiful woman. And the woman says, please, will one of you kind monks carry me over to the other side? The current is too swift. The water is too deep. And the two monks look at one another. Because you see, they had taken a sacred vow to not so much as even touch a woman. And then the older monk, without saying a word, bent down, picked up the woman, carried her across the river, put her down on the other side, and the two monks carry on in their journey. And the younger monk is just flabbergasted. He can't believe what has happened. And an hour goes by, not a word is said between them. 2 hours go by, not a word. 3 hours, 4 hours go by, and the younger monk can't take it anymore. Finally, he turns to the older monk, and he said, how could you have done that? How could you have carried the woman over to the other side? And the older monk looks at him, and he's all surprised. And he said, oh, he said, are you still carrying her? I put her down 4 hours ago. And the question I would like to ask you is, how much are you carrying around inside you that you should have put down a long time ago. How many past mistakes, errors, roads not taken, problems, difficulties, inadequacies, how much junk are you carrying around inside you that you should have put down a long time ago? And how long are you going to carry this junk inside you? Your whole life? Are you going to carry this stuff your whole life? Any negative thought that is persisting in your mind is there because you are allowing it to be there. You're allowing it to be there. Because you have the power and the ability to either entertain thoughts or dismiss them. The fifth law is the law of insertion. And the law of insertion states that we have the power and the ability to insert any thought of any type into our mind. And in many ways, this is the greatest law that we have. And oh, how rarely we use it to anywhere near its potential and possibilities. We have the power and the ability to insert any thought of any type into our mind. And thoughts are real forces. And we have the power and the ability to insert any thought. It doesn't even have to be real, and we can insert it into our mind. In fact, if you're limiting yourself to reality with your thoughts, you don't understand your power yet. The student of mind powers recognizes that you're not limited in your consciousness in any way. You have the power and the ability to insert any thought of any type into your mind. Every day, I insert into my mind thoughts of success. Every day, I insert into my mind thoughts of personal power. Every day, I insert into my mind thoughts of health. Every day, I insert into my mind thoughts of abundance. Why? Well, why not? I would be a fool not to take advantage of this law. And I can assure you, my friends, I am no fool. I have the power and the ability to insert any thought of any type at any time into my mind. I am not limited in any way in my choices of thoughts, and thoughts are real forces. And I have the power and the ability of inserting anything I choose into my mind. And the sixth and final law is that the inner and outer worlds are connected. Now, this is exactly where we began the evening with the inner and outer world. And here we have gone full circle. And in one dimension, it's been a couple hours that we've been together. But on another level, we are in a totally different time span and universe because suddenly you have knowledge that you never before possessed, and that changes you. Knowledge changes you. And we now know that we live simultaneously in two worlds. The inner and the outer worlds are connected. Now, we know that the outer world influences and affects the inner world. It doesn't only influence it, it bullies it, it dominates it, it mesmerizes it. We're hypnotized by it, we're transfixed with it. So, I'm not really sharing you anything new by telling you that the outer world influences and affects the inner world. We know that one only too well. But these two worlds being connected, not only does the outer influence the inner, but the inner influences the outer because they are connected with one another. But you only get to experience that when you cease reacting constantly to the outer world. Now notice the words I'm using. I say to cease reacting constantly. I'm not saying ignore the outer world. I'm not saying deny the outer world. I'm not saying that, you know, these things in your outer world, whatever the limitations or problems or difficulties you're having, I'm not saying that these aren't true, that they aren't real. What I'm saying is that it doesn't have to dominate your consciousness constantly. That you can separate your consciousness from your outer world. That we are living simultaneously in these two worlds. Get it that they're different. Understand that they are two totally different, independent worlds from one another. And our power comes when we recognize that we're not limited in the inner world by what's happening in our life. That it is a totally different consciousness, a totally different world, a totally different reality. And what we're going to do is we're going to work in the inner world, and through the inner world, we're going to manifest and create and direct the outer world.